Exercise 2, page 77. Do you think that body language and gestures are the same all over the world? Listen and read to find out.
Body language. Is anyone out there fluent in body language? I always seem to get it wrong. The latest in my long list of cultural slips happened during a trip to Thailand last month. We were travelling by train and I started chatting with a Thai. The conversation was really interesting and I felt comfortable, so I sat back and crossed my legs. The expression on his face changed and shortly afterwards he left the train compartment. Later I heard that showing the soles of your shoes is an insult in many Asian countries. I felt terrible. Leave a comment. Name.
Marco.
Comment.
I know how you feel, Chris. I often mess up abroad. The first time I went to Russia, I was fascinated and was pointing at everything with my finger. After a while, my Russian friend whispered that it was very impolite. I felt awful. I kept my hands in my pockets for the rest of my stay.
Name.
Michael.
Comment.
It happens to all of us. I'm Polish, and I had an embarrassing experience my first time in London. When my English friend introduced me, I kissed her mother 3 times on the cheeks, as we do in my country. She felt very uncomfortable, and I felt very stupid.
Name.
Danny.
Comment.
I'm English, and I made a horrible mistake once when I was invited to dinner in Paris. During the meal, my friends asked me if I liked it, so I raised my hand and made the OK gesture. Unfortunately, this means zero in France. Well, live and learn.